This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kuhnen, this time to my right instead of to my left. And no, he has not changed political parties, but I'm just saying he's sitting on my right, and he's not on my left. Cal Hunter, always down the middle,
right sitting,
through the glass.
Is today opposite day?
Yeah, Fred's going to sit at the foot of the table. You're going to sit on the. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be everything's
okay.
Different
right,
today,
checking, and checking.
We're going to actually go Facebook Live when I get some time. I put it on my personal Facebook Live. It's just easier, but. We got to figure out. I figured out how to do it last time, and it was a lot of fun. But we're going to go Facebook Live for a little while. Today's going to be fun with Todd and I. There's so much going on. If you want to call us, you can call us at 855 Law Radio, or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And when we do case or no case, you can do hashtag case or no case, or go to hashtag case or no case.
You can go hashtag Radio Law Talk. You can even go at Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, or you can do it on Instagram too and tell us what you think of the case. We've got two cases. Only two of us, Cal. Are we going to be able to gain on some of our competitors? The Rodriguez, which is probably the most the one that's way ahead of us.
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
He's out.
Well, here's my view of that. When there are only two people here, we have every option is open.
Right.
We can do double points if you're willing to take a risk with your current points. We can do three cases or no case. I mean, we have all kinds of options when there are only two of you.
And here's the best part about Cal. It's just us three boys.
Yeah. And there's nothing, nothing anybody can do about it.
Three musketeers.
Boys are weird.
Boys are weird. That's
yes,
right.
We are.
You know, we're going to get some really interesting stuff today. A couple of things. First of all, Fitbit is maybe able to prove or disprove a murder. I think the evidence in a murder case, the key evidence is a Fitbit.
So how do you like Fitbit? That? Huh?
That's interesting.
When did the heart stop beating?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of issues with that Fitbit. That was great that Fitbits are now helping solve murders.
Fred, do you have to get a special warrant for a Fitbit, or is that just Todd, you would know this.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. They actually, in this case, they just told Fitbit, give us the information, and my understanding they gave it. But they probably, I'm sure they ran it through a warrant just in case, but we don't know.
We can talk about those issues. Yeah. The big issue, and we'll discuss this, is if they didn't get a warrant, what would be the consequence? Because the idea is, who has the expectation of privacy?
It's the dead person.
The dead person.
That's right. So no, that's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, the dead person wants you to look up the Fitbit to determine who murdered this young lady. We're also going to talk about Janice Dickinson, the supermodel, filed a lawsuit on the reality show that Ryan Seacrest has, and I watched it. I don't know if you watched it, Todd. It is hilarious where they, it was a reality show, and she is alleged in the reality show of, that girl took my dress. That lady took my dress. And so she's suing for that. Wait a minute. This is a reality show. Of course there's going to be drama and people saying you did this or did that. So that case is going forward. But she's having some issues with it right now. We're going to talk about that. Divorce court. And Denise isn't here, but this is a no-brainer. Governor Jerry Brown just in California just passed a law now that dogs are going to be treated pretty much like children when it comes to divorce, and they're going to have certain, rights. Not rights, but necessarily the judge can determine, dog custody, cat custody, whatever, Todd. So this could be good for you.
Woof.
We have to talk about Kavanaugh. We're watching it live to see what's happening as things are going on with Kavanaugh. Today they might be voting. Uber, Google, it's actually subsidiaries of Uber, Google. It's Otto and Waymo are the two the self-driving cars that suit each other. Some interesting things there. USA Diving lawsuit. Again, the lawsuit trying to stop President Trump from sending out those tweets. I mean, not the tweets, the
FEMA alerts.
The FEMA alerts. Yeah, this is great. But and the best thing that I'm saving for last, our most important thing we're going to talk about today, is the WWF. Right?
WWE.
WWE, new video game, and there's going to be a reason we're talking about the new video game. We don't want to tell you. We're going to tee that up. But it's about a certain person sitting to my right and some things that are said on there. And I can't believe Radio Law Talk didn't somehow get into that game.
Does Todd use potty language on that?
I use no potty language.
No good. Potty language. But you're going to hear some interesting things. So remember, everything that we're going to talk about today, most of the times, I mean, it's things are alleged. So when we go through cases, we're discussing cases that are continually going on. So a lot of it is allegations. Don't take everything in the case as factual, because a lot of times the plaintiff will say one thing, the defendant will say another. So these are all allegations. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. So go to your local counsel to get some help. If you need certain areas of law, of expertise to help you out, you'll find a good lawyer in your local area. Todd is a criminal lawyer. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise is a family law lawyer. And Chris Rodriguez, who is not here again, is a kind of a general civil corporate lawyer, employment lawyer. He does civil litigation. Actually had a property, big property case that he just finished up. So anyway, we're going to talk about all that stuff in a few minutes. But before that, Todd, let's just do a quick chit-chat about the I want to talk about it now. Let's talk about the WWE. It's WWE?
It's WWE, and their new...
Tee it up. Get you gotta,
I'm... I don't know. Kel, do you have anything on this one right now? We may want to wait for the break.
Okay, wait for the break. We'll get this, but why don't you tee it up a little bit?
So...
Yeah, give us a tease.
All right, here is the tease. Several months ago on Radio Law Talk, we talked about the fact that I had been asked, or I had scored a gig. I got a job where I was doing voiceover for a major video game, and I had a non-disclosure agreement, so I couldn't say what it was. And, folks, it has now hit, and it is WWE 2K19. And I play a role in the, what's called the My Career Mode.
What's my career mode?
So when you play a game, you can play different characters, your favorite wrestling characters, or you can start out as a no-name character and basically work your way up through the indie circuit, the independent circuit, and make your way all the way up to the pros. And there's a little story that goes along with it, and you have a manager that kind of guides you along the way.
Are you serious?
Absolutely serious. Mm-hmm. And I play the part of the manager that helps you work your way up through the indie circuit on this game.
So like the minor leagues, as it were.
Yes, the minor leagues. My character's name is Baron Blade.
Baron Blade.
I am
Baron Blade. Wow. So, no, wait, is what? That Todd Kunin's, or
it's,
is that,
it's,
is that
it's under my,
Mark Ashbourne?
It's under my name, Mark Ashbourne, my stage name. And so that's the way the work. It is kind of funny, but following some of the comments on YouTube, because Baron Blade is a character who's been in previous incarnations of the WWE 2K game. He was in, I think, 2K14, 15, 16, 17, coming on up.
A different voice, though, so you're the new voice.
No, they've never had him voiced.
Oh.
He's always just been a character who came up, and anytime he had dialogue, it was subtitles in the bottom. But the character, the comments from the general public have always been, man, Baron Blade really let himself go. He went from fit to fat pretty quick. and the funny thing, I had nothing to do with the animation of the body type. I came in just to do the voiceover and the head work. They had already decided that, but, you know, I'm the one getting the blame for Baron Blade being out of shape.
That's it. And you know what we're going to do when we come back? We're going to do a case or no case. Well, we'll do this. We'll do Todd's thing first. We're going to play the clip of Todd talking. And why is it important, the little thing he says in that clip? And we're going to do case or no case. I'm Fred Penny, your host. We'll be right back. Call us, 855-LAW-RADIO.
All All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back. Todd is going to set that up so we can listen to his WWE live. But before that, we're going to do the most important thing that everybody's here and listens to Radio Law Talk for, and that is case or no case, roll it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
December 16th, London, England, 54-year-old Adolf Beck steps outside his London home. A woman approaches him on the sidewalk, points at him and says, "You are a jewel thief." He says, "No, I'm not." She says, "Yes, you are." She keeps badgering him and hounding him. The police station is nearby. He runs to the police station. The police start questioning him, and yet another woman comes running in and says, "That's the man who stole my jewels." And yet another and another, and a total of seven women pick out Adolf Beck in a lineup, one lineup with 14 men, another lineup with 18 men, and they all say, "Yes, Mr. Beck, without question, is the jewel thief." So Mr. Beck is tried and sentenced to jail, and he appeals, saying, "I am not the thief." Now, there's more to the story. Would you like me to carry it forward?
Well, we have.
Oh, please, of course. Yes.
Okay, so then Mr. Beck is released from jail.
Got you.
As soon as he gets out, another six cases come toward him. I believe it's six, of women saying, "That man is a jewel thief." And so he's tried on eyewitness identification, tried again, and sentenced to jail. Case or no case? What do you think? Now you're saying no case. Okay, so let me finish.
No, I don't know.
Let me finish.
What?
Let me finish.
I don't get it.
10 days into the case, 10 days into his second jail term, he is suddenly released, and because of this case, a new standard was set in criminal courts in England that has made its way to the United States as well, because of this very famous case or no case. Now, I'd like to hear from you, Todd. You're the criminal guy. I realize this is a little bit outside of our normal, yes, it's a law case, and here's the result. But I'd like to know if you think this happened, first off. And secondly, if it did, what the outcome was. And by the way, before we begin, I want to remind you that you have 68 points. Mr. Penny has 68 points. And Denise Dirks has 66. So for you, there's a lot hanging in the balance on this alleged case.
I wish folks could have seen the hand gesture Cal just used to hit home the point that there's a lot hanging in the balance.
The sword of Damocles.
Yes. It's perilously dangling over my exposed neck. Well,
I mean, you're a criminal guy. You should say, "I know what this is about."
Yeah, you're a criminal guy.
Why not a criminal?
Well, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'm a criminal guy. Okay, so I'm going to say that this is a case. I'll say it. It sounds vaguely familiar, although the last time we did case or no case, and I said, yeah, I think this is a case. This sounds really familiar. It turned out to be no case. And so I was like, well, you know, vaguely familiar because I took the same cough medicine that Cal took when I went to sleep, you know, and it affected my dreams the same way. So I'm going to say, yes, it's a case.
Okay.
The thing that I don't know, and so I guess normally in our case or no case, we have to say, yes, it's a case, and then we have to opine as to the outcome.
Yes.
I don't know what outcome you're looking for.
Well, this person was released from jail, at least temporarily. So why would he have been released from jail? What's the outcome? What's the deal? What's the standard that changed? Remember, I posed to you that a standard was changed in criminal courts because of this case.
All the lawyers are out there yelling, and I know the
and
answer.
I made it very clear in laying out the case, the foundation of it.
Yes.
So
I suppose there's a couple of things that are coming to mind that it could be.
Okay.
And one is, you know, I know when judges give instructions to jurors, they say, don't just count up the number of witnesses, and whoever's got more witnesses on one side, they're the ones that win. Okay, you know, you have to look at the credibility of the witnesses, what they were able to observe, the foundations, whether or not they actually had this happen. I could see this going towards hearsay. I mean, if more people are coming out to talk about him, maybe they're just parroting stories that they heard somebody else say as opposed to them being themselves. I could also see it going to the standard of proof about what is needed to convict. Is it beyond a reasonable doubt or preponderance of the evidence? I could also see it going to who has the burden of proof. does he have the burden to prove himself innocent, or is the burden on the prosecution to prove him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt? So I'm going to say that I'm just going to throw my dart against the board, and it lands on this has something to do with the burden. Who has the burden of proof in a criminal case to convict? And that it is something that, as a result of this, the burden is squarely on the shoulders of the prosecution, and it's beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the standard that they have to use to convict.
I think that's fair enough. So I'm hearing you say case, and the big change that came out of this was burden of proof. Mr. Penny.
It's a case, and he wins, because what comes out of this, I don't know, but here's what they need. They need more corroborative evidence is what they need. The evidence is not corroborated by anything.
Now, somebody's been watching the news this week.
Yeah, other than just someone saying something. And so I think there needs to be more proof. I think there has to. And then what you didn't get into, Cal, is, you know, did they bring proof of what was stolen? Proof that I had these necklace or jewelry, and here's my receipt. Other than just saying, yeah, he took my stuff and he's the thief. Okay, we need more evidence than that. So I think the answer is he wins on appeal, and or it obviously changes something. But it's a case, and they need more evidence than just someone's witness. So, like a gun, the smoking gun is the old saying. You don't have the gun, it's difficult to prove, right?
All right.
There we go.
So what I'm hearing now from both of you, just want to make sure people know, because we're not going to finish this, obviously, for... So what's happening is Todd says case and preponderance of evidence. Fred says case and need more proof.
And if Denise was here, it would be much more eloquently laid out.
Be much more fun, right?
We'll be right back after this.
Got the answer to case or no case coming up and much more on Radio Law Talk right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For the cost of getting rid of garbage is high and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compactor and bailing company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate to vote later today on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Maine Senator Susan Collins ended the fight in the Judiciary Committee by saying she didn't believe his accuser, but her harsh words were reserved for members of the Senate.
We have come to the conclusion of a confirmation process that has become so dysfunctional, it looks more like a caricature of a gutter-level political campaign than a solemn occasion.
Collins believes every person, man or woman, who makes a charge of sexual assault deserves to be heard and treated with respect, but she said sexual abuse claims by Christine Blasey Ford fail to meet the more likely than not standard. Announcements by Collins and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia that they'll support the conservative jurist make today's confirmation vote a formality. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back with the...
I'm sorry,
we're back with Case or No Case, the answer from Cal about this very interesting case in London. Now, I know I probably could have cheated a little bit and asked you the date that occurred, and I might have been able to opine a little better, but that makes it more difficult. But, all right. I said it's a case. Todd said it's a case. I said the outcome is Mr. Jewel Thief Adolf Beck wins, and they changed the law because of it, which you already kind of mentioned. And Todd said with a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo concerning criminal law that, yes, he wins also.
Preponderance of the evidence was what his claim
whatever
was.
Whatever that stuff was.
I don't know what that means. But before we go forward, I wish I had a reverb effect called up on the board so I could take you back and say, how is it that he ended up in jail? What happened that allowed him to end up in jail? Because you're both correct when you say, is it a case? The answer is yes.
Yep, it's
a case. Congratulations.
That's easy points for Tom.
Yeah, so that's easy.
That was a softball.
That's the no-brainer. That's right. You both hit that one out of the park. Now, the question was, how was he identified? Todd, do you recall that?
He was identified by
witnesses.
Two witnesses. The woman saying, "You are the guy,
thief.
The jewel thief."
Jewel thief.
Oh, wait a second.
And so, Fred, you said that they needed more evidence than just eyewitness testimony.
Exactly.
Isn't that
right.
What you said?
That's exactly right.
Therefore, Mr. Penny.
Yes! I knew it was corroborating evidence.
2 points for you.
You nailed it just because of what was going on with Kavanaugh. I figured that's what was going on.
What happened was now in British courts and in the American courts as well, simple eyewitness identification is rarely very rarely enough to convict someone.
Right.
And so that's the major rule and the evidentiary change that occurred because of this particular Jewel case, where a man was convicted of almost 16 or 17 crimes,
wow,
did time for one, and finally, when he was in jail for 10 days, a doppelganger showed up with women's jewelry. The police somehow...
Someone else did,
yeah,
huh?
someone stumbled across him and realized, whoa, we've got the wrong man.
Wow. So what year was this approximately?
1895.
Wow. Didn't have any DNA evidence back then,
that
that's for
the
sure.
Point. And they didn't have a lot other than just people pointing and saying, that's the dude.
Can I have another clapping for me? One more. Thank you. Thank you. Those of you, I'm trying to figure out how to do Facebook Live. I know how to do it, but you could see me bowing. I would be bowing right now.
All right.
So, Todd, are you...
Tell me there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
So you made it. All right, good.
So I'm going to talk, but before we get into your...
Yes, yes.
Your WWE thing, I want to talk about this 90-year-old man that's charged with the murder of his stepdaughter.
Oh, jeez.
And the Fitbit captures key evidence. Okay. So here, let's lay this out. He's a 90-year-old California man. He's charged with the death of his stepdaughter. And this is what he says. This is his general statement. He said, well, I didn't do it. And this is in San Jose, California on September 13th. He said, I didn't do it. And the police came, found the gal slumped in a wooden chair, clutching a knife in her right hand. And, oh, by the way, she had cuts all over her body, including her face, her throat, and, certain areas. Well, they came to the conclusion, generally speaking, she couldn't have self-inflicted these wounds because they're claiming, oh, it was suicide.
Yeah, set up to look like a suicide.
Suicide
by knife. Okay,
suicide by multiple knife wounds.
Yes, yes.
Two bullets in the back, a clear case of suicide.
Exactly.
Right. Right. So anyway, they're like, the police are like, this does not fit right. So, there's wounds to her facial area, her neck. There's a, and they believe it was caused by a small hatchet or axe, different than the knife, because they have experts that determine exactly how things are happening. So they interviewed this man, and he said, wait a minute. My stepdaughter claimed that he went to a stepdaughter's house just to drop off a pizza, and it was approximately, 2:00 to 3:30. I'm just coming by to wing by and drop by a pizza. And then he said, oh, by the way, she was gone. Well, they also had surveillance video that showed her car never left. So here's the interesting part. The Fitbit Alta HR device, and by the way, this is Fox News that brought this out. A number of other people brought it out. On what's called Navara. Now, I have a little Fitbit, but I don't understand. I've used it, and I understand what it is. But her heartbeat spiked at what time?
Her heartbeat spiked at 3:20 p.m.
3:20. Don't forget, he was there between approximately, the video showed, between 3:12 and 3:33, and she never left.
Pizza excitement?
That was the most exciting pizza she ever did. And then it slowed down and stopped registering at what time, Todd?
I stopped registering at 3:28 p.m.
So it started elevated at 3:20, and I bet you $5 she had one of those on her wrist, because they
probably
have them on the wrist.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And there's some pocket ones you have in your pocket, too.
Oh.
But they have them on the wrist, too. So think about it. 3:20 p.m., it elevates dramatically, and then starts slowing down from 3:20 until 3:28 p.m., it ends.
When she exsanguinates, yeah.
Well, don't forget, she's bleeding to death.
That's what I mean.
She's
bleeding slows down.
So, so they go and say, excuse me. He said, I was not there when she was killed. Excuse me, by the way, they did find blood-stained clothes at his house also.
But he
said, that was my blood, he said.
Yeah, cut himself. I'm just a klutz in my garage.
Well, yeah, and the best part about that, DNA evidence won't show that it wasn't another person's blood at all. No. It'll
just
show his.
Yeah, so, that is just amazing. I'll tell you, I don't think that a 90-year-old, if a 30-year-old or a 20-year-old who understands technology and what's going on goes in, and if they do that, probably one of the first things they're looking for is okay, I got to get anything that might show. Maybe they had the presence of mind to grab a Fitbit and all that. But a 90-year-old, if you said Fitbit to him, he's probably thinking, is that like a hackamore? Fitbit, is that something you put in a horse's mouth? Yeah. What,
I know.
You know.
Or is it fit 2 bits? I'll give you 2 bits for that.
So the last thing he's looking for is some biometric device that is tracking her heart rate and is able to tell the exact time at which the attack probably occurred and the exact time in which she lost her life.
And when properly synced with the software on the phone, her GPS location, which
true.
Would blow
That's
his
exactly
claim
right.
that she took off out of the water as well.
Remember, we also had that case where Alexa, they wanted to get the information from Alexa that, you know, whether or not there was a murder in an Alexa case. They wanted to pull, and by the way, I have an Alexa now. So Alexa listens to everything you say, I guess. Is that true?
Yep.
That's a big concern.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had Alexa, Radio Law Talk. For anyone listening to Radio Law Talk on Alexa right now,
Alexa, Radio Law
Talk. No, actually, you know what? That works now. It's weird. We had to get it all set up, but that works. But so now you've got Alexa type thing. You've got Siri, and now you've got the Fitbit that
Google,
can help.
Yeah. Apple, Google. They all
have
them. Yeah.
You can help solve murders now with Fitbits.
So one of the things that was brought up before we went to the break was, how does law enforcement, what do they have to go through to get this kind of information from Fitbit?
Did you have to get a special Fitbit warrant because it's not a device covered in the law, or can you be general in a warrant like that, Todd?
Well, here's what I am going to say. I'm going to say that Fitbit, the makers of Fitbit, probably required the law enforcement to get a warrant as a matter of policy. They probably have a policy that says, we will never turn over anything voluntarily to law enforcement, just because they don't want to have to be in the game of weighing when somebody might have an expectation of privacy, when they don't. I don't want to be sued. So if it's a warrant and a court ordering me to give it to you, then my bases are covered. I can go ahead and do that. Now, let's assume, just for the sake of arguments, that they didn't get a warrant. The question would be, who would have standing to challenge the evidence because they had an expectation of privacy that was breached by Fitbit giving the information? And it wouldn't be the accused, because it wasn't his Fitbit. The only person that would have an expectation of privacy in that information is the deceased.
Now, what if,
exactly right.
What if on all that disclaimer stuff, Fitbit had a paragraph that said information may be released to law enforcement to help investigate crimes?
I would say that might fall under the well-known Fred Penny rule, that just because it's listed somewhere,
doesn't mean it's
a waiver or something like, doesn't mean that it can't be challenged some
exactly
other time.
Exactly right, especially in a personal injury case.
Yes.
But that's interesting how the issue was, Cal, the person who was murdered, number one, is dead. They don't. There's the right issue. Second of all, they probably wanted that thing to be able to be discovered. So we'll be right back, and we're going to get to Todd's WWE. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Show me the money.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Okay, so as Todd set this up at the beginning, Todd's a minor celebrity. He was a B-minus celebrity, but I'm going to put him in a C-plus celebrity. I'm about a C-plus celebrity, maybe a C-minus.
Wait, so I was a B-minus.
You were a B-minus.
I dropped to a C-plus.
Yes, okay. C-plus. You're now right. A C-plus. Yeah. Well, an A celebrity is like a top celebrity.
If you're a C-plus, then I'm a C.
No, I think you're about C plus. I think we're about the same. Maybe a C minus.
No.
I say C because I am the legal analyst for USA Radio Network, and there are probably 400 or 500, stations. But let me tell you, he has more parts than I do. He teaches acting class, and he's been on some commercials that have been played during the Super Bowl or right after the Super Bowl. And now he is the voice of WWE, which is a video game of the wrestling.
That's the big time wrestling. The wrestling video game done by 2K Games.
And now he is a guy that is like a manager for those minor leaguers trying to make it to the big leagues. And now let me set it up as if you're looking at that, because I've watched it. They're wrestling, and he's in the background. Talking. Who are you talking to?
The clip we're going to hear from is, I have created an event, and this is an event that's taking place in a high school parking lot.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
And it's nice. It's taking place in a high school parking lot. And
Completely legal.
I've secured pay-per-view, and my two wrestlers are wrestling, and I'm sort of the chief cook and bottle washer, jack of all trades. So in addition to doing everything else for the BCW, which is the name of my little wrestling company, I also do the commentary for the wrestling. And so what you're going to hear is part of the commentary that I did and a special name that I was able to drop.
Listen for Todd.
This takes me back to the marathon beatdown between Owen Schwartz and Mason Kunin for the title.
All right. So what is the...
You got your own name in there.
No, it's not his name.
I got my son's name.
His son's name.
My son, Mason.
Play it again. So this, don't forget, his son is how old now?
My son is 12. He plays video games.
Yeah, he likes video games. And so dad goes, that is the coolest dad in the whole world.
Down between Owen Schwartz and Mason Kunin for the title.
This is actually on the video game.
It's on the video game, and it's one of those that depending on how long this particular match goes, because mind you, at this point in time, you're playing the video game as one of the two characters wrestling against somebody else, and depending on your skill level, this match can go on for a while, and they start to cycle through the commentary, so you could hear this commentary several times.
Nice.
And the way this came about, it was actually pretty cool.
It takes me back to the marathon beatdown between Owen Schwartz and Mason Kunin for the title.
Why did you say Fred Penny? Well, now, why didn't you say Fred Penny and Cal Hunter?
Yeah, well, Owen Schwartz. That's what.
So here's, and I'll get to that. And I have to be sensitive.
As Denise would say, this was all has to do with law. Let's get back to the law.
I have to be kind of sensitive here. So we were finishing up my voiceover work with this, and the producer of the game said, "Oh, by the way." One of the producers that we had a child that had passed away, and we wanted to pay just as a tribute to him, an homage. Can you come up with something and drop his name in there? And I said, sure, let me think up a line that we can go ahead and do. And then he said, hey, you want to put your kid's name in there too? And I said, yeah, sure. And
That'd be cool.
So I got to thinking about that, and I said, let me think of something, and jotted it out, took a couple seconds. I said, all right, I'm ready to go. And then I dropped that one using the name that they wanted me to include with my son's name as if it was some historical match, and that's how it came about.
Very cool. Nice.
They had brought it up. I didn't ask to do it. They brought it up and suggested it. So,
okay, that's good. So let's talk about.
So you go from being a guy eating a donut on a billboard to the cool dad award of the year in the eyes of your son.
I was still a cool dad when I was eating a donut. I mean, hey, I bring home donuts to my kids all the time. In fact,
okay,
all right. I hope my ex-wife isn't listening, but donuts for breakfast is a staple with me and my son. So.
There you go.
with bacon though for health purposes.
You gotta grease this. So it slides through the colon. I mean, hey.
Between you guys and I, just the three of us boys and nobody else out there listening, the wife's rolling home after a week today after Radio Law Talk, and I better hide all the McDonald's and all the Burger King wrappers because you staying on your diet? Yeah, we're just cruising around. Hey, you know what? Who's Janice Dickinson? I didn't know who Janice Dickinson was until I looked her up, and if you look at her face, she's familiar. And apparently, she's a supermodel, and I don't follow the supermodel thing, by the way.
She bills herself as the first supermodel.
Yes.
The first one to really live the high life, jet-setting supermodel. Everybody wants her to be there. That's Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, so she does there's a reality show called Shaws of Sunset. Is that right? Or Shaws, or what's that?
I think it's just Shaws of Sunset.
Shaws of Sunset, whatever that means. So I looked at Shaws of Sunset, and I watched the video part, and this actual part that happens that we're talking about, this lawsuit, is on YouTube, and you can watch it. So Janice Dickinson is the older supermodel in this reality show, and there's these younger supermodels, and they're getting them all ready, and this one younger supermodel says, hey, that's my dress, and her name is Gigi, apparently, and this Janice Dickinson walks by, and she's in a dress. This is the best part. And, again, these are all allegations, by the way. And we're going to tell you about the lawsuit. The lawsuit's filed and what the courts are saying about this lawsuit. So Janice Dickinson's up there modeling, and this gal is upset. Now, by the way, those of you who watch reality shows, you know, they're kind of reality. I mean, come on. They're making things up. They've got to have drama. And a bunch of model women, they're going to make it drama, and she's upset because she's wearing the dress. She's supposed to wear that, and they're like, "Oh, we'll get you another one." And she's like, "No, that's my dress." And so she kind of goes on to say she stole it. Yeah. Yeah, this is
the opening sequence.
Yeah, this is part of Shaws of Sunset, and we're giving them a shout-out. So as she's doing this, this Gigi, you got to watch this, starts saying to her, oh, she's so old. I can't believe she can even walk down the runway.
Oh.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
And then she says she's as old as the Flintstones or something like that.
She brings
up the Flintstones. She's as old as the Flintstones. And she's just ripping on her. But the allegations are that she stole the dress to wear it. Stole as in, like, took it, you know? And so guess what? Doggone it, she brings a lawsuit against Ryan Seacrest and the company, the Shaws of Sunset.
The Shaws of Sunset.
Whatever
the
it is.
Family.
And she brings it, and then a California appeals court has ordered, not a California appeals court, but the court is basically telling her, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah.
And so, let's see. Oh, quote, she stole a romper from Gigi. Who was, then they manufactured that and made it a plain false that she did not steal it and made her look like she's a thief. That's what she's trying to argue.
You know, okay, so here's the thing about Janice Dickinson. She used to be a supermodel. All right, gravity in life has taken its toll.
Now she's not so
like
us.
Like with everybody, but she is now a reality star. The first thing I saw her in, she was one of the judges on that America's Next Top Model show done by Tyra Banks. One of the first ones. She was one of the first judges there, and she still had looks there. But she moved from modeling into the reality show realm.
Right.
And one of the things about that is you want to stay relevant. You want to stay in the public eye.
Right.
And so when you look at her body of reality work, we've got America's Next Top Model, we've got this show, The Shaws of Sunset. She was also entered the Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. She has been in a few other shows, Get Me Out of Here, I Need to Survive, some show like that. And so it's in her best interest to raise claims so that she can remain relevant,
right,
to continue to be on
these shows.
That's
what reality shows about.
Yes.
Listen.
Publicity suit? You're thinking it's just a publicity suit?
I think it is.
Denise is here.
Yeah, she shouldn't be here. We're having fun as always.
She's here. I'm just telling you she's here.
I
would not lie to you about this.
But anyway, the federal courts basically came in and said, look, we're going to throw this out for now until they want them to amend the complaint. But they're kicking it out saying this is ridiculous. Hey, this is a reality show. That's the way it is. Hey, we'll be back hour two and talk more. Radio Law Talk. I'm Fred Finney, your host.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.